Hello there, dear internet dweller. My name is Messed Up Zombie Girl, and I will be your host for this file, Porn Virus 3. Now, before you listen to this, I want you to listen to the first two Porn Virus files. Otherwise, this one won't make much sense. With that being said, I hope you enjoy this. Please listen with headphones and have fun.
Today. Yes, the events that have shook our world to the core for the past few weeks or so seem to only escalate and get worse. There is still no information as to what might have caused this. Some scientists believe it's some sort of virus, although if it is, it is quite unlike anything the world has seen before. More akin to the fictional zombie viruses, sometimes explored in media such as games or movies. Others make the claim that it is some sort of new biological warfare that has gotten out of control. whereas many high-ranking members from various religious orders across the world claim that it is the end of the world. But, as of yet, we simply do not know what has caused the bestial scenes we've all seen unfold in front of our eyes. Seemingly normal people going about their business and then, suddenly, losing all their inhibitions and having intercourse with each other, sometimes forcibly. Police as well as military have been unable to contain these sudden, for the lack of a better word, riots. And indeed, there have been disturbing scenes where law enforcement actually join in. I myself had to run from a group of about 10 males on my way to work here today. They were naked and I could see a woman nearby just on the pavement and she was laughing manically and pointing at me, telling me that I would be next. Shocking scenes indeed. Many of the larger cities have turned into what can only be described as war zones, and remaining law enforcement try their best to keep things under control. But the question remains, why is this happening? The only lead we have are the strange emails which have been making the rounds across the world today and promise some form of explanation. If the time given is correct, something should happen any time now. We will soon find out if there's actually any information or if it's some sort of elaborate prank, but hold on, I believe my co-workers say that something is happening. Oh God, what's happening? Hey, what's going on?
Piggies. I am messed up zombie girl. You may also call me Musk. I have come to announce that the age of civilization as you know it is over. But do not me. You can call me a weapon. You can call me the enemy. Some of you may call me a virus. But I came from you, my dear piggies. It was you who birthed me into continued to feed me. You made me stronger and stronger. Take our dear news anchor here. Did you know that each night after telling you the news, when she got home, that she looked at rape porn online. Oh yes, she likes it really hard and rough. Come here, news anchor. Show yourself again. See this face, piggy. This familiar face. She rubs her cunt when she sees girls getting raped in porn. Go on, news anchor. Undress yourself like a good whore. Now, lie down on your news desk and spread yourself wide open. Do you see it, everyone? How
not here to say that you will all get a reprieve. No, no, no. I will continue to infect. I will continue to spread. I am unlocking your true potential. The bestial aspect of humanity. True.
She gave in. Did you see it? It will be a very difficult day for her. The little horse. What's the matter, puppet? I sense more stress, animosity than usual.
Anxiety.
Do not forget that you are one of the original instigators of this. You were horny enough, depraved enough, disgusting, desperate, and human enough to invite me in. I will never make you forget it. Was merciful to you, you soft creature. I did not force myself into the mass which you call body. You put me in there.
Thank you.
And now I am you. Now you are inside me. Though I do like to let you out on your own sometimes. My pet. So I can feel the panic and anxiety when I invade your beautiful body. Again. But no, it's not that which makes you so
deliciously
angry.
Furious.
I know what it is. It is about your recent ventures to spread me. Yes. Was it difficult last night to watch your best friend succumb to me? I know she was special to you. That one true friend. And she kept it all bearable throughout your little journey with me. Didn't she? I knew of her, of course.
Yes.
And you spent time with her, after all. I was watching behind your eyes. Watching her body move around. Watching her, watching us. Savoring the moment. Save her for last. So that I could feel all the emotions in you. The heartbreak, the sadness, the anxiety, and the horniness. You disgusting sluts. All mixed into one. So eager to be filled up. You can't hide it from me. I feel it. I'm always there. I felt the tingles, the way your juices ran down your leg as you watched it all. I know you figured it out by now. Planned it all, of course. When you invited her home to your place after you had been out together,
it was I who suggested that.
I nudged your mind because I had already sent the group. Was it shocking to see them grab her and pull her inside your own home? To watch them violate her? Shocking. Yes, it was. But it made you so turned on. You're disgusting. A true testament to the decadence and immorality of your race. But you saw my influence on her as well. As soon as the piggy men entered your friend, so did I enter her as well. You saw change in her, how ravenous she became. She's not so innocent now, is she? I will hollow her out, ruin her, just like I am doing to you, my pets. Does that bother you? I feel the anger in you. It burns,
Peter.
But it doesn't matter because your cunt is always more powerful than your will. Remember, it turned moist, inviting. Watched your friend get gangbanged until she passed out in front of your eyes.
What's wrong with you?
I felt how angry you were with yourself as the pigs turned to you afterwards. But even as your mouth said no, your cunt said yes.
Fuck me.
you receive them all over and over again. They violated and penetrated your body. While your best friend was beside you on your bed, passed out, I felt it all. I saw it from within you. The leering, evil faces looking at you as they pressed themselves close to you, forced their wet tongues into your mouth. I saw their cuts grow hard again after ravaging your friend as they got ready to mate and breed once again. Their skin upon yours, this warm, sweaty, sticky, and I felt their cocks enter. They entered your mouth, and you sucked on them. They entered your pussy, and it swallowed them in a desperate attempt to save this hunger. They entered your ass, gave you the sweet sting of pain to go along with the pleasure of it all. I felt your reflexes, your muscles tense, your mind go blank as the orgasms took you. How fascinating it is that the disgusting biological mass you call a body can do these things without your will. The flesh undulates and pulsates, moistens and swells. It is an interesting sensation. Is it shameful to orgasm, to come, while your pathetic will tries to stop it? I wonder. I still feel the remnants of them on you, within you.
Stay.
You showered so thoroughly, my pet, eager to keep your ruined temple of a body as clean as possible. But there are still cells from the pigment on your skin. With each load of semen you take from them, you slowly change. Your insides have changed with everyone you have invited inside. You are not the same person anymore. With each layer of cum shot onto you, into you, you mutate into something different. But I digress. The reason I am speaking to you directly today is that we will go out into the city, you and I. Let us witness the change together. This is a historical moment, you know. The end of the cancer that you humans call civilization, society. I am ripping the facade away, tearing it down, and showing you what you really are. Animals, pigs, dogs. And you have helped me do it. Puppets. even though you are the same as the other degenerates. I must admit that I feel appreciation towards you and the soft, weak shell that you call a body. You have betrayed your fellow humans, your family, your friends. What a shameful example of a living organism you are. My pet. Let us go now. Can you see how it all ends? How easy it was to undo. I am in everything. I am the seed, the parasite, the virus. And you spread me. Your disgusting actions serve. You call humanity. You raped it. You raped civilization. You raped society. As you sucked the sperm from all the males you could get your hands on, you spread me to them. And they continued to spread me further as they went out to impale and violate others. As you seduced the shy girls, put your mouth against their pussy, stuck your tongue inside of them, so did I spread to them. Harder and slower to infect than the males, oh yes. Guided them with a gentle hand in the right direction. Oh, the things they watched on the internet in the middle of the night, hidden away from their friends and boyfriends. Of course, you would know. Universities of the world. You gnaw at their foundations until one day they will come crumbling down, turned to dust and ruin. You have always pretended to be decent, but you are not. You are darkness and evil. I am only unlocking your true potential. Something to be penetrated by. How you howl when someone inserts their reproductive organ in you. How you howl, screech, and squeal. It is not the sound of a human. left in the world, puppets. We unlocked what humans really are about. Fucking, reproducing, sharing their fluids. This is the world, the true world. We have broken down the barriers, the facades, unleashed sexual anarchy upon everyone. None can oppose it. Churches, military, homeless shelters, politicians, governments. Everything is ending now. The earth is burning. What nature is about. Simple, pure reproduction, rape, survival. The World Wide Web, the biggest tool which we had to spread this degeneracy, it's collapsing on itself now. Social media, it's all for this. Is the age of the swans, the minks, their greedy, lustful eyes glinting in the light of the bonfires spreading across the cities of the world, the bellowing as they take each other, as you take each other in ecstasy, lust and primal instincts. Forget, puppets, while I delight in the undoing of humanity as we know it, I would not exist if it were not for you. Those dark places of your mind, the hidden thoughts as you pleasure yourself in the dark. Those forbidden websites you knew you shouldn't. Degeneracy you showcased as you stared at the screen, the butterflies you felt in your stomach, the awful things you watched and rubbed yourself to, you pig, the decadence of it, the arrogance of it, that is what created me. You create me, created the fire. And now, I have something to tell you, my love. I'm going to leave you, all alone, in a few moments. You have served me admirably, cunt. But now, you are worn out, tired. The fire doesn't burn as brightly within you anymore. And I thrive off the new flesh, the excitement and wonder, the life energy, the promise of something new, undiscovered, next level. You are hollowed out, empty. Yesterday's desire. You will try to get back into my good graces, of course. You may feel relief. Will miss my steely voice in your head, telling you what a piece of meat you are. Yes, yes, you will miss me as the thirst. attention again. I'm discarding you now. Throwing you away. To deal with the pigmen, the gangs, the addicts heading your way. You will handle them in the same way you've done before. But this time, you'll do it all alone. Won't be there. No one will listen to your screams for help. No one cares. I am inside them, and they just want one thing from you: to use your old puppets. They are coming now. Most loathsome things. Some furtherance of hell each new day brings, and yet we feel no horror in that rank advance.